Unemployment claims fell.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The number of people seeking first-time jobless benefits dropped last week. The Labor Department reports unemployed workers continuing to collect benefits was up slightly to 4.67 million people. Meanwhile, payroll company ADP said today private employers added about 55,000 jobs last month. It's the largest penalty ever handed down by the Financial Services Authority. The British financial watchdog has fined J.P. Morgan's London arm about $49 million for mishandling clients' funds. Michael Prest covers the financial markets in the U.K. with Reuters Breaking Views. He's with us live from London. Hi, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. So what's the U.S. investment bank accused of doing?
Well, basically, seems they couldn't tell their own money from the client's money, which, as we all know, bank customers, is rather a cardinal sin.
And why is that a no-no? What do you mean you couldn't tell the money apart?
Well, the way it works, basically, is that this money would essentially have been collateral and similar that was put up by hedge funds using J.P. Morgan as a proprietary trader. As a prime broker, and the idea, you know, would have been that you do a trade with your prime broker, and to do that you have to put up some kind of security, and that security has got muddled up over the years with the bank's own funds, and you know, this is okay providing the client knows what's going on. But it seems that the clients didn't, and worse, it seems that J.P. Morgan didn't either. And of course, when it came to the Lehman's collapse a couple of years ago, it emerged that there were huge amounts of clients' money that just sort of disappeared into the great sort of maelstrom of that collapse. And there are endless lawsuits in London, people trying to get that money back. And so this is a very, very sensitive issue at the moment, so far as the regulators are concerned.
You mentioned Lehman. I mean, did a lot of banks, other banks, get sloppy during the last 10 years as well?
Well, it seems to be more widespread than people think. And the FSA, the Financial Services Authority here in London, is saying that they're investigating four or five others. And I wouldn't be surprised if there are more than that. I should think there are quite a lot of banks in London at the moment who are scrambling to make sure that you know, they got their affairs in order. The thing here is that for a lot of people, segregating funds was an expensive business, and they didn't care. There was so much money to be made, you know, up until 2007, 2008, and that people were willing to cut corners, and they trusted their prime brokers. You know, Lehman's wasn't supposed to go bust. It was supposed to be a blue-chip firm. And one certainly obviously hopes that J.P. Morgan isn't likely to go bust. But the point was made by the FSA that had something happened at J.P. Morgan, you know, the clients might well have lost their money.
We're gonna have to end it there, Michael Prest. But we thank you for your time. Thank you, sir, for being with us from London.
Okay.
Michael
Bye.
Prest with Reuters Breaking Views. Let's do some numbers. European shares are higher right now. I'm looking at up 1 to 2% right now. Most Asian markets tacked on some value today. The Nikkei in Japan rose more than 3%. Some nice gains on Wall Street yesterday, too. The S&P and NASDAQ each added about 2.5%. The Dow tacked on 225 points to end the day at 10,249.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by The Economist, covering news and ideas from around the world and the connections between them. The Economist, on newsstands, in bookstores, and at economist.com. By MassMutual, offering retirement and 401k plans to businesses for more than 60 years. MassMutual.com/retirestrong. And by Reputation Defender, helping doctors, lawyers, and small business owners monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. ReputationDefender.com/market.
America's convenience stores have waded into the debate over financial reform. They're supporting a Senate version of the financial reform bill, limiting what banks charge stores every time you swipe a debit card. Well, later today, the Speedway and Super America convenience store chains will say they've collected a few million signatures in support of that measure. Brett Neely has more.
Dennis Lane has owned a 7-Eleven in Quincy, Massachusetts for over 30 years. Bank fees on plastic consumers use cost him $2,500 a month.
It's my second highest expense in my operation after labor.
And he says banks keep raising the rates. It wasn't supposed to work that way, says Craig Sherman at the National Retail Federation.
The banks have saved billions and billions of dollars by not having to handle paper checks. But at some point, they weren't satisfied with simply saving money and turned around and decided they wanted to make money on top of it all.
Trish Wexler represents the Electronic Payments Coalition of banks and credit card companies. She says when Australia put a similar limit on debit card fees a few years ago.
And at the register, there was no evidence that any price savings were passed along to consumers.
Lawmakers will decide about swipe fees when they meet next week to merge the House and Senate bills. In Washington, I'm Brett Neely for Marketplace.
Cooler weather and more concerns about the economy kept retail sales numbers down in May. MasterCard's Spending Pulse reports slower clothing sales at mall stores, and merchants Stage Stores and Wet Seal each reported declines as well. Wholesaler Costco reported a slight sales gain in May. And finally, a new amusement park in Dubai is coming online in a few months. When completed, the world's biggest indoor theme park will feature a racing school, children's play area, and rides, including a roller coaster that'll go 150 miles an hour. Ferrari World will operate under a gargantuan red roof that resembles the Italian sports car's hood ornament, in case you're in the middle of the desert and can't find Ferrari World. Hey, share your thoughts with us at marketplace.org, and you can, of course, check out the latest business news of the day. I'm tweeting as well. You can follow me on Twitter at ChiatakisMMR. Thanks for being with us. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.